paying taxes to Egypt. He advised the Nabataean kings in the south not to pay taxes to Egypt. So she didn't like that family, and therefore she didn't like Herod either. However, Mark Antony and Herod were fast friends. And Herod immediately appealed to Mark Antony to be installed as the emperor installed as the ruler in the land of Israel. Now, because of the hatred of Cleopatra, what happened was, all of this sounds like an enormous soap opera, which in some ways it is. We all know that truth is much more interesting than fiction. You could not invent a story such as this. What happened was that the Hashmonaim, in their desperate struggle to remain on the throne, took a calculated risk. The calculated risk was that Cleopatra would be able to influence her husband, Mark Antony, to remove Herod. And therefore, they came and complained about Herod to Mark Antony. And they said, he's a murderer. He's unpopular with the people. He isn't really Jewish. He doesn't belong on the throne. They said everything that they could say about him. And they also said, had killed these people in the north without the permission, not only of the Sanhedrin, but without the permission of Rome, which was a serious offense. All death penalties had to be confirmed by the Roman procurator. The right to execute people was not given to the local commanders. And therefore, because of that, they demanded that Herod be brought to trial before Mark Antony. And they were convinced that because of the influence of Cleopatra, Antony would find him guilty. Antony called him to trial, and that was a trial he could not refuse to go to. And he could not come with an armed guard to Mark Antony. But during the course of the trial, Mark Antony became convinced that Herod was much more valuable to him alive than dead. And therefore, in spite of Cleopatra, and in spite of all the evidence, Mark Antony reconfirmed Herod as not only the ruler of the Galilee, but as the ruler in Jerusalem as well. So that Herod emerged from this, instead of having his wings clipped, he emerged as the full-blown leader and the tyrant, the man who was going to rule Jerusalem. Josephus says in his notes that Herod bribed Mark Antony, that he gave him an enormous amount of money, and enabled him to see things his way, knowing the way the Romans were, their greed. One really has no reason to doubt that was the ticket. That was the way he was going to become, to get out of all the troubles. Now, what happened? The plot thickens. Hyrcanus, remember, remained as the Kohen Gadol. Hyrcanus's brother, Aristobulus, was dead. Hyrcanus's oldest nephew, Alexander, was also dead.